The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello everybody, Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Ray Allen, Ray Engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass, and we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, the first day of October 2018. In our first day of October, we're getting a little rain, which is nice, kind of the remnants of what was once Hurricane Rosa. I haven't checked lately. I don't know if it's been downgraded further from a tropical storm, but that will be happening shortly as it goes down the scale into a tropical depression. We'll still get some rain, hopefully maybe an inch or so here in Tucson. We'll see, depending on the path of the once very powerful Rosa. It is Monday, and that is our Monday political face-off. That's the way we've been starting our program pretty much every Monday since we launched the show back in 2011. Our Monday political face-off today featuring, seated to my left, Vince Robigo. Vince, a longtime Democrat Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate. He's been very active with the Democratic Party of Pima County. Jim Kelly on the other side of the table today, seated to my right. Jim has been in Tucson forever. And he's very much involved with Republican politics. Jim, how many years now in Tucson?
Now that I've returned, I came back.
I mean, you were in the Navy.
Right,
were away for a while.
My life started in 1961 in Tucson. Mm-hmm. And my family goes back about four or five generations as well.
Long time.
You know, my great aunt used to ride a mule to work from her ranch in Wilcox to Fort Bowie. Mm. She was one of the very first telephone operators in the state of Arizona from Mountain Bell.
Yeah. And there were connections to Fort Lowell too.
And Fort Lowell, that's my on my mom's side of the family. They moved out here in about 1920, or in the early 20s, and had a tuberculosis clinic, and then my grandfather had a steel manufacturing business for many, many years called Adkins Steel Manufacturing, and then, of course, my uncles, you know, ran it from there.
All right, Jim Kelly, his roots run very deep in our community, and Vince Robigo's roots run very deep in southeastern Arizona. Growing up in around the Douglas area, Vince, you've been around town for a while.
That's right. That's right. And the roots hail though from that direction. Mm-hmm. And it's great to be here today on this fine rainy day.
I like rainy days. When we have a rainy, I was thinking of that Karen Carpenter song,
Rainy Days and Mondays.
Yeah. Ray, maybe you can pull it up. As a bump today, as a special rainy day on a Monday. All right, the North American Free Trade Agreement, as we know it, Vince, that name's going away, but there is going to be some kind of a trade agreement, it looks like now, with Canada and Mexico. Do you think that this will, its fate will be in the hands of American lawmakers? Do you think it will move forward?
You know, that's a very interesting question, because obviously, there has to be legislation for that, mm-hmm. and we do have midterms right around the corner, and so we'll see. The question is, either way, I suspect, obviously, the administration will try to push it through before the end of the year, so that way they don't have to worry about the impact of a new Congress. By the same token, that may the fact that there will be a new Congress, whatever the makeup is, that might push some of the current members to, you know, depending on both sides of the aisle, some will want to push it forward and some will want to hold off and say, let the new Congress take responsibility for whatever it is and whatever the ultimate impacts of it is. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, obviously, I think this is a huge win for Trump's administration and his presidency. It's another promise that he made on the campaign trail that he has fulfilled. I think this is going to be good for Canada. It's going to be good for the United States. It's going to be good for Mexico. It keeps in place arbitration of disputes. It adds the ability for our dairy farmers to get into the Canadian market, where the Canadians had previously kind of cheated and kept our dairy farmers from selling their products in Canada. It opens up a little bit more in terms of holding accountability to manufacturers in Mexico for any of the automobile parts that are being made and assembled here in the United States. It actually will be good for Mexico's citizens, because you know their bottom wage for that is $16 an hour in Mexico, which is actually a very good living wage in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So it's good for Mexico, it's good for the United States, it's good for Canada, it's a win-win-win, and it is a promise fulfilled by President Trump. So yes, this is a good thing.
Well, let me just respond to some of that, because number one, it is a lot more nuanced than that. And the reality is that this is not some brand new agreement. This is essentially NAFTA 2.0. This is what it was called up until this weekend. And there are actually some major losses for the administration on that. For example, the one that was just touted by Jim about this arbitration provision, the administration was doing everything it could to get rid of that. They didn't want that. They were against it, and they were fighting tooth and nail to get rid of it. Yet they caved. The other part of it, in terms of the wages and the issues that Jim is talking about, all it does is it requires, I think it's like a 15% more of all cars that are produced, that those workers have to make those wages, and not all workers. So in other words, still it's going to be the majority of workers are not making those living wages. Only a percentage goes up, and the problem is what it has to be discussed in this context. And believe me, I supported NAFTA way back when, and I regretted it. I believe, and I came to decide that I was completely wrong about NAFTA. And so let me atone for that. I don't know if we're coming up on a break, but the reality is that there are unintended consequences. For all those people that are pushing free trade, there are two major aspects on this type of agreement that are not accounted for. One, the displacement of full industries in Mexico, which drove immigration to the United States. So for those that keep blindly saying, oh, this is wonderful, watch out for the unintended consequences, because then it hurt Mexico and hurt their economy terribly in the corn industry and in other industries, and it was totally, the numbers were so far, they underestimated completely, the United States did, what would happen and then the immigration context.
So you regret ever supporting NAFTA?
I do regret, because what happened ultimately, it was good for narrow sectors of our economy at the top of the food chain. It hurt your regular American farmer. It was great for giant agribusiness. It hurt your regular American farmer. It hurt your small industries, your small businesses. It hurt these workers in other countries that then forced them to look for opportunities to come to our country. So when you look and you talk about like this is just all glowing and this is a win for administration, it is a win for the top 1% and those and the agribusiness. But look at Florida growers. Look at the Florida growers who are saying, this doesn't help us. This is going to increase car prices in the United States, because you also have to look at the other side of the equation, which is the trade wars that are happening. This is, so you can't look at one without the other, and this doesn't make up for enough lost ground on what's happening.
You know, you and I argue about this a lot, where the Democrats say, oh, this is peanuts. But it's not peanuts to the people that are actually getting paid. It's not peanuts to the dairy farmers that are actually able to get their products into Canada now.
Not all products.
It's not peanuts to them.
I agree with that.
And I'm telling you, now, back in the day when Ross Perot said, you know, there's going to be a huge sucking sound of jobs that leave the country by, you know, what was that? I think 82, I think, something like that, 1980
Ross
or 84. I can't remember which.
Could have been 88.
88, yeah. Exactly. It was George Bush. Mm-hmm. He ran against it. But my understanding is this, is that it's still good. It's the people that are getting paid more are happy. The farmers that are able to get their goods to market are happy. More Americans are going to be working because you got, what, 75% of the vehicle now has to be made with parts made in America. 40 to 45% of those parts have to be made by somebody making more than $16 an hour. And I'm sorry, those are good things for the American worker. They're good things for Canadians. They're good things for Mexicans.
I don't disagree, but let me quote you. Christine Dieswick, who's the Vice President for Industry and Labor at the Center for Automotive Research. The main takeaway so far is there is no giant influx of jobs coming into the U.S. as a result of this agreement.
All right.
And so the reality is, are there going to be some? Sure. Are there going to be some that are going to make out better than others? Sure. But look out for the unintended consequences. Look out what's going to happen in our other countries. The president of Mexico is a lame duck president. The new administration is signing on so far only because they want stability and the change of their regime. But the people that got him in office are furious, and the farmers in Mexico are furious. As to the dairy issue, not all dairy products are now going into Canada. Actually, just a very select few, such as the powders and the powdered protein. So we're not talking about wholesale, hey, our dairy industry is going to be great now. We're talking a sliver of the dairy industry. So okay. Let's get the facts straight as we talk about them.
And I'm just saying that it's a better deal,
it's a revision of NAFTA.
And the Canadians and the Mexicans can't cheat.
All right, gentlemen, the Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We are so delighted to have Moe. We were talking about the Monday Political Face-Off has been with us since we launched the program. Well, so is Moe. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. After you've been over at Moe's, how about lunch? Head up to my favorite bakery, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's Danish Bakery is the place to go right now for lunch. And coming up in the second half hour, we'll tell you about what Mona's is doing, believe it or not, to prepare for the holidays. So we'll be hearing two Mona's announcements during the show today and right up until Christmas. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. For a link to Mona's Danish Bakery.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
At Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, you can landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, open it, close it, snooze it or choose it. Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, with free TCC parking. Brought to you by Kinetico, Long Realty, Mattress Firm, and Russet Southwest Corporation Heating and Air Conditioning. Discount coupons at sabahomeshow.com. It's Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, the best home show ever built.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday during the noon hour for commentary from Terry Bracey. Mr. Bracey is the Buckmaster Show contributor in Washington, D.C. Plus, Congressman Tom O'Halloran, Buckmaster noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI with worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. If you would care to join us, we'd love to hear from you. Our live line number is 790-2040. Jim Kelly is seated to my right, and Vince Robigo is seated to my left. We kick things off talking about NAFTA, but before we move on to another topic, I do want to say that the Monday Political Face-Off is brought to us by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at MoesGallery.com. Well, of course, by now, everyone in America that has a pulse has an opinion on Judge Kavanaugh. Whether or not he was telling the truth, or whether Dr. Ford was lying, or whether Dr. Ford was telling the truth and the judge was lying, I mean, everybody has an opinion, Jim Kelly, on this. But I ask you and Vince, does this judge have the temperament to be a Supreme Court justice?
Well, I think he does. I mean, he's been through six confirmations already. He's on the circuit. He's been a very good judge for years. So, you know, you put the kind of pressure that got put on him, and the circus and sham, and the constant barrage of whether it be the Code Pink people or whoever all of these protesters were, you sit at a table and every 15 minutes be interrupted by screamers behind you and have to stop. And I mean, that's a lot of pressure. And I'm telling you, I've seen people come out of hearing rooms, generals, admirals, that they'd sweated through their entire uniforms, mm-hmm. and it was nothing compared to what Brett Kavanaugh went through.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because the judge, in his interview with Fox the night before, I think it was the night before, maybe two nights before the Thursday hearing, he was like a completely different person. He was very measured, and then he got before the committee, and you know, he lost his temper.
Yep. But I'm going to tell you something. That's what happens when people are accusing you of things that you know you didn't do.
What do you think, Vince?
You know, I think that the issue that you bring up, mm-hmm. is one of the most serious and issues that has not been. People are focusing, right. on the substance of the allegations,
right.
as they rightly should be.
But they're not really focusing on the temperament.
There's not been enough discussion. You know, Ari Melber, for example, hit this right on the head, and that is that he let his mask fall away at this most recent hearing, where he went on a partisan political diatribe with unsubstantiated allegations that this was revenge for Trump being elected and revenge on behalf, retaliation on behalf of the Clintons, and that this was essentially the left, like a left wing effort against him. And the reason why that is very significant, and I say that, you know, I would be saying this if this was a Democrat that had said something similar about Republicans. So understand how serious I believe this. Any person that says or does that to me automatically disqualifies them for purposes of this position. You go back through every single Supreme Court nominee who has been grilled and things have been brought up about their background, whatever it might be. Nobody has essentially gone to that level and then promised, like, I will get back at you. You know, this will come back at you. And so to have a judge, that shows to me the absolute inability to have temperament. And this issue of, oh, this was just, he was being attacked. You know what? People get attacked in committees all the time. I saw Hillary Clinton go through about 12, 14 hours of testimony, grilled mercilessly by the majority of Republicans, and she didn't crack.
Yes, she
did. And no,
yes,
she, not, yes, like she this, did. Not like this.
Oh,
no,
she
did.
She was not, banging her hands on
she
the table.
Did not
and
like
says,
this.
What difference
absolutely
does, okay,
not.
All right, but, come on.
She did not. And she would, but I'll tell you the other thing. Even if you say she did, guess what? She wasn't up for a Supreme Court lifetime appointment. Yeah. But the other part that was just from a balanced political perspective, right, is not one has ever gone on to a conservative and a well-known ideologically a partisan TV cable network like Fox News and try to push their case.
Okay. Now I want to hear Vince, you make a compelling case, and I want to hear. Beside the Hillary Clinton issue,
no,
but I want to hear your response to Vince about this whole temperament thing and
being
very partisan.
I'm telling you, it is a very rare human being that could sit through days and days and hours of testimony and be yelled at, screamed at, accused of everything but being a human being, which... And when it's the Democratic senators that are doing it, who before he even stepped foot in the room vowed he would never be on the Supreme Court. What do you expect? I'm sorry, I just that losing his temper is nothing, because being in that position,
it's not the losing
throughout
of the temper.
All of that time, nobody interrupted Ms. Ford. He was constantly in his testimony.
But what about this issue that Vince brings, not just about the temperament, but the partisanship?
The partisanship was an absolute there. Of course it was there.
And
Democrats vowed to destroy him.
I'm talking about his
absolutely
partisanship.
Absolutely vowed to destroy him.
I'm talking about his partisanship. You're not addressing that issue. That's the elephant in the living room. That's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
And what I'm saying is that if there's a partisan group that is after you, acknowledging that is not wrong.
That's not it at all. You know what? If you're serving on the highest Supreme Court, you're there to be a neutral arbiter. And I'll tell you what, this is a job interview. I can remember this is hypocrisy at its best, because the Republican Party refused to give President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, a hearing. They vowed from the beginning that they were not going to give him a hearing. So that's hypocrisy. And the reality is they now when Gorsuch got nominated. So clearly, it's not this vast anti-Trump or pro-Clinton thing. There was already a Supreme Court justice nominated and put on the bench by President Trump. So all of that is just hogwash, and the artificial deadlines and the constricted, unwarranted, self-imposed non-investigation of these allegations and how it's happening right now are going to serve to delegitimize our what is to be our neutral third party, our balanced judiciary, and it has he himself, by letting that facade fall and him himself becoming partisan about it. He's been a partisan operative. That's the problem.
Okay.
That's the problem, is that President Trump picked a partisan operative to put on the Supreme Court. And that's not right.
The theatrics that the Democrats put on from day one, even before when he was on the short list, the nonsense that they have done, and these theatrics are not going to serve the Democratic Party well.
I fear for the
survival of the Democratic Party.
Let's see if we can get Gary on the show. Gary has been waiting patiently. Hello, Gary.
Hi. I wanted to address the accusation that this Supreme Court nominee is being partisan. He is observing the partisan politics, especially of Dianne Feinstein sitting on that paper. to release it at the greatest opportunity of partisanship. I ask you, do you think any of the other Supreme Court judges are absolutely nonpartisan?
All right, that's the question for Vince.
I believe everybody comes into a position and they have their past political activities. For example, Justice Rehnquist, he was very involved in the Arizona Republican Party. But the reality is when you go onto the bench, you have to leave those that partisanship behind. And what was laid bare is that is not left behind with this particular nominee. Now, look, the president has his right to nominate a judge to put him on the bench. Nobody's disputing that. I'm not disputing that. But this is not the right one. This is not the guy, given how he openly displayed his rank partisanship. And understand, this is not just a person who has, you know, everyone's going to have, you know, whether they're registered as Republican, Democrat, or whatever, they're going to have some involvement typically at this level. But this is a person who stayed so involved that he was involved in behind-the-scenes skullduggery and political operations. And he has not given that up, and it was shown clear in what he said and how he acted, and there's a whole host of other things that I believe disqualify him.
And Jim, you get the last word.
Basically, I agree with Gary. Acknowledging the partisanship theatrics of the Democratic Party is not an attack and being partisan. Simply saying and acknowledging that it's happening, and it did, right in front of America and the entire world. Acknowledging that partisan theatrics is not being being partisan.
He went beyond that.
All right. The Monday Political Face-Off. Thank you, Vince, for coming in. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Jim Kelly, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Stop by, say hello to Moe, and get all of your custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and remember, Moe makes house calls. He'll make sure it's up on the wall just the way you want it. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. All right, pushing now toward 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. It is the Buckmaster Show, and we're on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We have our 24/7 live streaming of our programming at KVOI. And, of course, during the noon hour at buckmastershow.com, you can hear the program, and we hope you do visit our website. Support for our program comes from Green Things, 3384 East River Road. They are so excited over there, and they should be, because of Zocalo. Zocalo for years was over there near Country Club and Broadway, all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America. Well, now Zocalo, there's a whole Zocalo village at Green Things on their 13 acres. They've got five shops at Zocalo Village, so how about a free invitation to visit the shops right now? Go buy Green Things daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and take a look at the shops and then stay for the complimentary wine bar at 3384 East River Road. Let's welcome now, and we do so. We're always honored to have General John Wickham with us, usually the first Monday of the month. General Wickham is our military and foreign affairs contributor to this program. He is, of course, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. General Wickham was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served for 41 years in the United States Army. He's retired in Oro Valley, and he joins us now on the live line. General, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill. Wonderful to be on your great program again.
I know you were up in the White Mountains. Was that a nice getaway for you and your lovely wife, Anne?
Oh, yes. Wonderful up there in Fool Hollow Lake, a beautiful lake, a lot of birds, and we have our new dog, Rescue Malinois, so we had fun up there. Yeah, glad to be up there.
That particular breed is a bit different than the German Shepherd, correct?
Correct, and the military have sort of moved towards the Malinois because they don't have the hip problems. And the Border Patrol have them, and the military police now, and remarkable animal. This is our fourth one we've had.
Really? They're a beautiful dog, I know. All right, the big news today on the international front, General Wickham, the United States and Mexico have come to terms. It will no longer be called, as it was for a quarter of a century, the North American Free Trade Agreement, but this new agreement is the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. What do you think from what you've read about it?
Well, I've read about it. It's a remarkable movement in the right direction. An agreement that will last for 16 years and can be reviewed every 6 years. And the beauty of it is it lowers the trade tariffs with Canada and with Mexico, opens up the dairy market in Canada, which is good news for our farmers in the West, It also opens up the market for automobiles and automobile parts. However, there are still tariffs on metals, aluminum and steel, so that's a problem still. But it's a movement in the right direction, and it will build better relations between the two countries. So I think it's timely. It does away with NAFTA, as you point out.
Well, Canada has been a great military military partner. And I know when you were chief of staff, you tried to get up there often, and you worked very closely with the Canadian Armed Forces, correct?
That's right. Yes, they are good. Well, they're part of NATO, as you know. So they're an excellent country and quality military.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on the latest situation with North Korea. Apparently, there has been some movement, correct?
Yes, there has been some movement. The good news is there's the rhetoric is toned down from the Koreans as well as from the United States. And number two, the South Koreans, President Moon of South Korea has been working hard to build better relations with North Korea, and that has worked. So I think that's an element. The North Koreans also have ratcheted back their military activity. There's no testing of weapons, and there's no activity that leads to the risk of war. But the interesting aspect, the same problem with the same issue with the United States. Once you acquire nuclear weapons, you don't really need to test them anymore. So you don't need to irritate other countries. So the North Koreans have an arsenal. They have completed that arsenal. That's the downside. We've seen no progress whatsoever upon the North Koreans giving up their nuclear weapons. And I don't think we will see that. We can see them move in the direction of what they're doing now, of less hostility, and also moving in the direction of allowing inspections of North Korea, no testing of weapons, no export of nuclear materials, but that's going to require inspections. So I think there has been progress. So we've got to move further, but as giving up the nuclear arsenal, if we think that's going to happen, I think we're living in a dream.
Living in the twilight zone, there you go. General Wickham, the first summit that occurred with President Trump, do you think there'll be a second one?
Yes, they're planning on that and moving in that direction. It's part of its politics. Why did we have the summit in Singapore? That's because you could bring in media from all over the world and make a real PR show out of it. And I think we're going to do the same thing again. But the issue has got to be, what can we do in concrete ways to get the North Koreans to move in the direction of constraining their nuclear arsenal? We haven't made progress there at all.
I don't think
we're going to do much in that direction. If I were a North Korean, I would not want to give up the nuclear arsenal. As we've said on your program before, the founder of North Korea, Kim Il-sung, who said during the Korean War, we're losing the Korean War because we don't have nuclear weapons, and we're going to get them. And they have gotten them. And the grandson, Kim Jong-un, is not going to give up his arsenal without some enormous quid pro quo from the West. And I just don't see that happening.
All right, let's welcome Matthew to the program. Matthew, go ahead.
Yeah, Matthew always has good questions. He does his homework.
He really does, doesn't he? We're always welcoming Matthew to our program. Go ahead, Matthew.
Oh, I appreciate that from both of you. Sticking with Korea, General Wickham, as you may know, the hearings for the new incoming commander, General Robert Abrams, who comes from a very distinguished family that I'm sure you recognize, it will be taking over, and it's pretty clear that he is cautiously, you know, dealing with the reality of the president's decisions regarding his talks with North Korea. Just as a quick aside, I just wanted to, you know, let you talk about him for a second, since I think the American people will be hearing from him in the near future. The second thing was two things real quickly. General Mattis obviously switching to Asia had to cancel his meeting with China for high-level defense talks, and at the same time, we've just recently apparently incurred another warship aggression in that area from the Chinese Navy. So what does it say about the entire Asia security zone that this continues to draw us into provocations both in North Korea and in China?
Thank you, Matthew. Go ahead, General.
Very good questions, Matthew. As usual, you're exactly right. The Asian situation is going to continue to be troublesome. China is now the leader in Asia because we have abdicated our role as leadership in Asia to our trouble, I believe. And so we're going to see China playing more of a role. Number two, the South China Sea is like the Caribbean in America. It is China's sovereign right to be influential in that area, and they're going to continue to do it, despite the fact that Philippines and Vietnam have a role in the South China Sea. But China has a superior role, and so we have to work with China in that regard and recognize their responsibility and their sovereign role in that area. But we need to look to minimizing any risks of conflict there with ships and with airplanes, and we can do that. Let's not provoke China. Now back to North Korea. Abrams going into South Korea, I don't believe that he's related to Creighton Abrams, the former chief of staff. I don't think they always got the same name, but he's a quality man, obviously, and he's going to have responsible activity there as a commander of the forces, about 1 million troops, Korean and U.S., a very responsible role. And having done that myself for 3 years, and Jack Vesey before me also, so it's a big job. And there's no training for that job. You've got to learn your way into it. When I was over there, there was no training how you deal with a coup d'etat and insurrection or assassination. You sort of work your way through the things and avoid crises.
Yes,
and that's what I did. I wrote about that in my book, Korea on the Brink.
I was just going to mention that you did write about that, Korea on the Brink, and the book still does very well, and it's available if folks are interested on Amazon. The author, General John Wickham. So
yeah, it's still in publication. It was translated into Korean Hangul and over there, so it's an available book. I don't get any money for it. Whatever credit it goes into education fund.
Okay. General, stay with us, but right now we're going to take a break, and I want to tell people about Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. We've got Thanksgiving, believe it or not, coming up before you know it. And so think about Mona's for all of your bakery items, the dinner rolls, and of course, all of the pies. Mona's does such a great job. So check it out, Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise, home of the Danish Kringle. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's there and all of our great sponsors. Be right back.
At At Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, you can landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, open it, close it, snooze it or choose it. Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, with free TCC parking. Brought to you by Kinetico, Long Realty, Mattress Firm, and Russet Southwest Corporation Heating and Air Conditioning. Discount coupons at sabahomeshow.com. It's Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, the best home show ever built.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We're pushing toward now 12:52. This weekend coming up would be a great time to head over to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. That's a pretty area of the Southwest, especially this time of year with the summer rains. And then they'll probably get some rain over there, too. Maybe not certainly as much as we're going to get, but they'll get some moisture over in that part of New Mexico. So it's a good time of year to go hiking in the Gila National Forest. So visit southwestnewmexico.org. I always point people starting place to their website. There you'll find great questions answered, like where do we stay? Well, there are a lot of good places to stay, and there's all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. General Wickham is with us on the live line. General Wickham, we are so delighted to have this great roster of partners on our program. I'm honored, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm honored to be with you, Bill, and known you many years, and admire what you're doing. You're a valuable contributor to the knowledge of people in our Southwest.
What about Afghanistan? This is rather an interesting development, General Wickham. These talks with the Taliban. What do you make of all of this?
Well, we've got to move in this direction, Bill. Otherwise, we're going to be in that part of the world for endless time. And if we don't talk, and we've got to talk with the Taliban, and the Afghan leadership has got to find some role for the Taliban in ruling the country, since the Taliban does play a role in that regard. And we don't understand that as it was too far away. So I think we're moving in the right direction. We're paying the bills. We're funding their government because they don't can't do it. But they do have resources. They do have a lot of resources that can be developed in that country, and other than just opium. So we've got to, opium got to cut that out. But I think we can do the help them build their country the way it used to be. So I think these talks are going to be valuable.
Yeah, we were at breakfast yesterday with some friends, and we were talking about some of these wars that seem to go on forever. We were talking about the 30 Years' War back a long time ago and all the wars that we've been involved in this country. And for 17 years, General Wickham, we have basically been at war in Afghanistan.
That's right. And it's the longest war we've had, and part of it is just sort of an indifference. You sort of keep doing what you're doing and not seeing any progress. And each administration tries to do something, but we're not getting there. So we've got to find a better way out. And as I said on your program again and again, the solution to has to be regional in nature. And we're not doing it. We need to get the Indians and the Chinese and the Pakistanis and the British involved, and we're not doing that.
Well, this must be very frustrating for the U.S. military high command, and I know that you know still know many of the players that are involved with our U.S. military. This has got to be, it really puts our military in a very difficult position, doesn't it, General Wickham?
Oh, it does. You're right. And the military is trying, for example, if I were a commander over there, I would be seeking many more forces. Let's get in this country and settle this war militarily. However, the reality is it cannot be settled militarily. There are too many ethnic elements in the country and too many countries around Afghanistan, that, like Pakistan and India, that and Russia, that will want to play a role in it. So it cannot be solved internally, entirely. It has to be sorted out regionally. And unfortunately, the United States has not led a regional effort to do it. And we need to do more of that. And we're not doing it.
I want to touch on this cyber warfare. This is a huge issue, General Wickham. Are we doing enough to prepare ourselves for this?
No, we aren't. You know, good point, Bill. I think this is a serious problem going to face us the rest of our lives and our children's lives as we grow internet and with computer technology. We're beginning to realize the vulnerability of our basic institutions like aviation, banking, shopping to cyber attacks. We see it with the intrusion of the Russians on our elections. And so no gunshots are fired. Nobody's going to die from it. But by golly days, we could shut down our aviation and our internet if the Russians wanted to do that. We've done some of this. We did it with Iran and with Israeli help. So and our industry is not prepared with defenses yet. We need to put more money and effort into cyber protection as well as cyber warfare.
General Wickham, you are amazing. You just turned 90 just a few months ago, and you're still very active. You are, you know, you get out and you exercise. You really are an inspiration to all of us. Do you have a particular exercise regime that you try to stick to, or is it kind of day by day how you feel?
Well, it's a day by day, but I do exercise. Aerobics, I think. I ride a bicycle. It's a tricycle now. Every day I can, or walk. I think that's important, and do exercises. Watch your diet. Keep your weight down. Watch your sugar, things like that. They're very important things. The most important thing you can do for your health is pick your parents.
Yeah, that's good advice. And General Wickham, we'll be looking for your book of poetry, which will be coming out, another one of your talents. And when the book is available, we'll read some of your poems here on the air. I'd enjoy that very much, sir.
Oh, you're kind to say that, Bill. God bless, dear friend.
Thank you very much, General John Wickham, who joins us the first Monday of the month. It's always such a pleasure to speak with General Wickham. He is an amazing person. I mean, what a career this guy has had, and going strong at 90 years old, still very vital. He is certainly a good role model for all of us. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show on this Monday afternoon, the first day of October. On behalf of Ray Allen, Ray does such a great job engineering and producing the show, just keeping me on track. Making sure that everything goes smoothly, and 99% of the time, we're happy to say it does. So coming up next, Michael Medved. We'll go national, then we go local again tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. I'll be back with you at 12:04. Have a great afternoon and evening.